turunduse täht.
And our next topic will be about weekly marketing awards. And my question is, have you noticed or seen something special during the last week or the week before? What is worth noticing as a good or a brilliant example? What there are other marketeers could learn from?
This probably, well, this case is in cultural field. I'm sorry, I couldn't really surprise commercial, if I could say, branding experts and people in the field. But what I read in the New Yorker this Monday, it was about real-time marketing, if I could say so. And this was the case of Victoria and Albert Museum in London. And they unveiled the newest addition to their collection gallery. And it was, for a surprise, it was a pink pussy hat, which was worn in the Women's March in Washington the day day after Donald Trump's inauguration. So it seems like nothing. It's about one object. But how they actually build a communication around this pussy hat, which become as object in museum, that was really marvelous. And I call this really a response to real-time things and situation, what is going on in society, in politics and social events. And I think that this is, in a way, how our nowadays actually brands can look for it, to even see from little pinch, from little thing, how to build around it a case, and actually to see around this little thing the bigger questions about today, where we live in the society, about the future. And I was quoting, I could quote the it was, I think, the it was acting keeper of the museum, and he said that this little pussy hat, it's about collective action, it's about solidarity. And I thought that this is really, you know, sometimes we read these news and it thinks that we actually know we are really close, thanks to our technologies, to any event what happens in our society. But actually how one, in this case, Victoria and Albert Museum, responded to this this event through this little kind of thing, I thought this is in a way marvelous.
Wow, it's a very good and very interesting story and a case. My candidate for this week comes from a bit different view. And I thought that I would use the chance to nominate an organization that for, I don't know, last, let's say 20 or even more years, was called by a name Statoil in Estonia.
Ah, okay. Yes, yes.
And now they are changing the brand, becoming into Circle K. And what really makes me happy, or why I think they are worth of nomination, is the way how smoothly they do everything. I've seen a lot of brand changes during my life. I've been done some and so on and so on. This is the life when the owners change, they decide you have the new brand. And often it's the matter of question that how would you present it to the customers? And often I see that there are kind of the kind of fake understanding that we have to say that, yeah, with the new name now, the organization is so different. And then no one finally believes it and sees that, okay, the organization is the same, just they put a different logotype and a new visual signs and images on the walls. But Statoil somehow, the process has been long, but they somehow have decided that they say that, don't worry, everything is the same, just in your name. We have the same persons, we have the same good coffee, we have the same hot dogs, so just don't pay too much attention to the change. And they really have thought through all the details, so it goes so smoothly. I remember they were changing my card, the old Statoil card, into the new one. It was just 1 second. I didn't even realize that now I have a new card. So they don't make a big thing out of it. And and the smoothness of managing the process is something that I really say that they have done a really good job. Mm-hmm. By the way, do you have Statoil in Latvia?
Yes, yeah, yes, we have Statoil. And the same, yes, I've noticed that they have changed. And as you said, smooth and simple way of doing things. The same, yes, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Very good. We have two nominations now. And usually, or not usually, we have to choose. And you as a guest may make the first choice. So whom would you prefer out of the two candidates? I know it's not an easy question.
It's not the easy question I'm thinking about. Yes, for me, it's interesting. I could definitely, if I say the criteria from how brands, let know the audience about the changes or about their perspective, definitely I would say that Statoil becoming a Circle K is the winner of these nominations. Then I would nominate, and I would say that this case for me is nice one. Yes.
Are you saying it because of me?
In a way, but
no, this was not the meaning.
No, that wasn't the meaning. What I was actually more or less thinking about experience of user experience. As you said, you are really satisfied with these changes, and I think that the goal of brands, it is really to become more functional and not noticeable, you know, with their press releases or really artificial kind of communication, but through the user experience to become new or to become or to have new services and so on. This is actually what I found the value why I'm taking this as a first nomination. Of course, your arguments were really strong also.
Thank you a lot. I promise to my readers that I will link the article of the New Yorker about the pussy hat as well, so that you can read and learn from both. Because I think it's a very good it's a very good example about really, as you say, reacting to the real time events and being relevant on that. And it might be really for some brands, it's a very good strategy to be in the people's mind. So I think that I really thank you for bringing it up as a good example, and I'm more than happy to share it with our listeners.
Well, thank you.
And thank you, Lolita, for being here in our Marketing Radio talk show. Thank you.
Thank you.